Donaldson. El Niño is on its way out, which could lead to drier, warmer temperatures as La Niña enters. Farmers Business Network regional agronomist Mitchell Roth warns that warm, dry conditions don't always mean disease or pest-free fields.
We often also associate dry, warm weather with low disease pressure, but that's not always true. It really depends on the diseases that are in your area or the pathogens that are in your area. One I like to highlight is charcoal rot, which really actually enjoys warm, dry weather. Usually considered more of a southern disease, but we've seen it creep up further and further north over the past few years, and it can infect both corn and soybeans, so it's one to look out for. The soybean cyst nematode can finish its life cycle quite a bit faster in warmer weather.
Roth says understanding your soil and weather patterns is the best way to know when to start planting.
Nobody knows your fields quite like you do. You know your disease pressure, you know your low spots. You know, if you're anticipating a wetter than average year this year and you've been debating about installing new drain tile or putting drain tile in for the first time in some of your low-lying fields, that might be something you can do to plan ahead, but it's going to depend on timing and your budget.
Welcome.